Hey y'all, so I come here to make some commentary on that damn versus with Dan with Eve and motherfucking Trina, bitch. I know you fucking lying, IK. YFL, I know you fucking lying, bitch. I know you motherfucking lying. No, they didn't do my bitch Eve like that. No, they didn't. First of all, let me tell you about niggas and they nigga shit. Whoever set up Versus, you wrong as hell for that shit. You wrong in a motherfucker because you know that London is ahead of us on time. So people kept saying, well, Eve ain't got no audience. Eve ain't got no hype man. They did Eve wrong. Eve up there by herself with the DJ. What's up with Eve set? Eve looked like she pressed. Eve looked like she upset. Bitch, do you know at the time they were performing near the end, it was motherfucking 2 o'clock in the morning in London? Niggas ain't never been nowhere. They don't have the concept of the fact that Eve was performing on a fucking Wednesday night, actually a Thursday morning, London time, 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m. London time, where people work and where people are rich, bitch. London hosts some of the richest people in the fucking world. They ain't got time to be on nigga shit on Miami time in the motherfucking club with bottles of Ciroc watching Trina ass up there with that motherfucking food pot and them green veneers. Yes, I said it. Trick! Your dog is loose! Shout out to Kaya. Shout out to Kaya. I fuck with the Scorpions. I ain't got no problem with Trina other than her time out. She's beneath me. She's beneath me. You bitches are beneath me. Beneath me. Beneath me. No, Eve is actually on another motherfucking level. Eve is married, bitch, to a motherfucking damn near billionaire, bitch. A London mover and shaker, bitch. And she about to come out with a movie. Come on now, Trina. Come on now. Everybody ain't beneath you, boo. But I don't appreciate Versus for how they did Eve. But I do understand because Eve was performing at London time, 2 a.m. Of course, it's 9 o'clock Florida time, East Coast time. Of course, motherfuckers gonna be packing the club. I mean, why wouldn't they? It's not bedtime for most adults. But most people in London are not up during that time. But it still was set up wrong. But let me tell you something. People have made comments about me repping my sign. Why the fuck wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I like my motherfucking sign? See, I don't live vicariously through other people. Of course, I love being a fucking Scorpio. I wouldn't want to be anything else. Just like I wouldn't want to be anything other than motherfucking black, bitch. Why wouldn't I rep my sign? See, and I love Taurus people, but some people make their motherfucking sign look bad. By wishing they could be something else and by making their sign look bad. Yeah, Scorpions, there are Scorpions that make us look bad, absolutely. I've called Kaya on some of the shit that Queen Thug Mrs. done said, like Queen, you took that shit a little bit too far. But I still fucks with the Queen, though. And not just because she was a Scorpio, because I only recently learned in the past couple of years she's a Scorpio. I always liked Kaya from her first single that she dropped on the fucking radio. Okay, I always liked her. I didn't know anything about her sign until like 3 or 4 years ago, okay? I've always liked Drake. I've always fucked with Drake. I don't fuck with everything Drake does, but come on now. You ain't never gonna like everything a person does. That's the nature of the world. We all got the spice of life. You know what I'm saying? I might have a Taurus homie or a Pisces homie and they might do some fuck shit and it's like, gee, you know you's wrong for that shit, but I still fucking love Pisces and Taurus. I love all the signs, really. But, you know, I don't appreciate how they did Eve, but I also don't appreciate how none of the artists showed up for Eve. So none of y'all artists with all y'all money and how y'all be hopping flights, right? How y'all be hopping flights and flying across the pond and back and forth and in London and Paris and this and that and Switzerland and all these places. None of y'all couldn't be there for Eve. None of y'all. None of y'all. None of y'all. Where were you, Missy Elliott? Where were you, Mama? Where were you? Where was you, Ludacris? Where was some goddamn body? Now, see, when Eve had come over here for DMX funeral, everybody big up in Eve. But now everybody want to down her. Because they propped up gray-ass Trina with them mismatched clothes on. You know what I'm saying? You know. They prop her ass up. That's that light skin, dark skin shit. That's why people was, oh, big up in Trina. Trina this. Trina. That's that light skin, dark skin colorism that niggas still promote in the industry. That is never going to go away, bitch. So no, I don't have no respect for that versus. It was unequally balanced, okay? If they had had Trina and Lil' Kim... No, actually, if they had had Trina and Kaya or Trina and... Hell, somebody even like... Well, I can't say that. I was going to say Gangsta Boo or Mia X, but they didn't have as many bangers, you know what I'm saying? As far as mainstream and a lot, not as many people know them. They should have just had somebody from the South. They had a Northern sound versus a Southern sound. Just like they did a Northern sound versus West Coast. They did DMX versus Snoop Dogg. There's two different variations there. And that is the point of versus, to have varying sounds. But it's still unfair. It's still unequal. Okay? Because the North sound at that time, when Eve was so mainstream and had her own television show and all of that, the North sound was permeating things faster than the Southern sound. So to put Eve against Trina, Trina does not have worldwide clout. Trina has Southern and United States clout. Trina is not global and she's not a crossover artist like Eve is. Okay, Eve had the song with Gwen Stefani. She's done a lot of crossover music. Okay, and so there's a difference between regional appeal and motherfucking global appeal. All right. And Eve has global appeal. Scorpions are some of the greatest entertainers on the fucking planet. Look at the prominent entertainers and check their zodiac signs. Sierra. Okay. Drake. Okay. Future. It's a lot of them. And I'm sure there's a lot more artists that may have Scorpio in a dominant place in their chart. Maybe not the sun. All right, because the sun is how you show up to the world. So they may have a Scorpio rising or a moon or something like that, or a Venus even. But either way, I don't appreciate that versus, because all that was some goddamn light skin, dark skin colorism playing out on the stage. We're not going to have nothing set up for the light skin one, but we're going to bring the whole fucking hood out for the dark skin one, including Trick Daddy motherfucking ass with that pot belly. You know, and them 8-year-old hands he got holding that microphone. Talking about, you don't know that, nigga. You don't know that, nigga. You don't know that, nigga. You don't know that. Bye, Trick.